First John 1, starting in verse 5. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all our sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now we go back to verse 4, and he says, and these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. So he's speaking to the church when he's telling them that they need to confess their sins. And continuing on in verse 10, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, he has an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Jesus Christ is the only hope for the whole world to have your sins forgiven. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the forgiveness that you offer, the freely offer, Lord, that your blood shed on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins. Lord, help us to grow in sanctification, to grow more like you. In Jesus' name, amen.